State Farm is bringing 3,000 workers to a new building. Across the street promises a hotel, 2.2 million square feet of office space, and 3,000 new abodes. Not far is Mercedes-Benz's new U.S. headquarters. Add another 1,000 folks.
This project was planned years before this announcement.
That's DOT spokeswoman Annalise Baker. She says the 285-400 rework did not account for specific development. But she says planning did forecast growth. 221,000 cars now travel that route each day. In 2039, when GDOT forecasts it'll be time to go back to the drawing board, the number could be 357,000.
This project is not meant to be the silver bullet to resolve all traffic issues at the top end of the perimeter.
But can it get us to 2039? If you buy into a theory known as induced demand, the answer is no. Induced demand is kind of like the famous line from the 1989 movie Field of Dreams. If you build more lanes, magically, more cars appear.
You'll never catch up with the demand.
Rod Diridon is executive director of the Mineta Transportation Institute. He says the 285-400 project is a band-aid that only delays terminal gridlock.
Atlanta may be 10, 15, 20 years away from it, but it's rapidly approaching that level. And it's doing so because they're so successful in pursuing jobs.
So today's success is tomorrow's downfall. Diridon says the only real fix is a New York or San Francisco-like mass transit system. Jim Burris, WABE News.